I'm talking with the head of the National Urban League, Mark Morial, as the news is breaking about President Donald Trump calling an African-American woman a dog. And that woman is Omarosa, who is revealing tapes of the president, allegedly something that she heard or heard of about the N-word, and she's got corroboration, and exposing him after tape-recorded conversation. He's gone on Twitter calling her a dog. You are the head of a rights organization. You have met with presidents. He is calling yet another black woman basically, essentially a bitch. You know, he said he called the Maxine mothers. Waters. He called Maxine Waters a name. He called other people names. He also called the mothers of the black NFL players sons of bitches.
This is below the standing, the dignity, as well as just the integrity of the presidency for anyone to use the office to just continue a pattern of disparaging comments, despicable statements, hateful statements against now Omarosa. And I condemn it in the most forceful terms possible. Everyone should condemn it because it is completely out of bounds. It does, and I just think that the president is so thin-skinned that anything that he disagrees with, he wants to attack. I think we also see a continuing pattern directed at African Americans, and that's why we all have to stand up. This is not about whether you agree with, support, or fan of Omarosa Manigault. This is about the dignity, it's about the principle, it's about the fact that the presidency should not be used to engage in such petty, despicable, hateful, and racially tinged name calling.
Now, I'm on Twitter, and I've been seeing a lot of people speak about this. Some people saying this is not racial. What do you say to that? I mean, you are married to a black woman. You are the son of a black woman who's got a name all her own.
What's
people are
striking,
saying,
April, is that a poll last week indicated that almost 50% of the American people believe that this president is a racist. What I always say is, the question is whether his actions, whether his statements are racially charged. This is racially charged. It's cold. It's not dog whistle, as Spike Lee said. This is bullhorn politics. And we have to condemn it in the most forceful terms possible. But it's a continuing pattern. And I am absolutely just tired of it. But ask people, April, to send a message by voting this fall. Let's channel the feelings we have, the anger we have, the passion we have, the concern we have, the disgust we have. Let's channel it into something very specific and very positive, and that is voting in the elections this fall for the U.S. Senate, for members of Congress, for governors, for state legislators, for local elected officials. We've got to make our power felt at the ballot box in undeniable historic terms. That's what I'm asking people to do.
And you know, and I'm glad you hit on a point, you know, and it's no secret I have beef with Omarosa. She has beef with me. Well, my beef comes after she did what she did to me. But it's still not acceptable for anyone to call a woman a dog.
This is not about Omarosa. This is about the dignity, the integrity of the presidency. This is about the office of the presidency. We're not talking about two reality show stars trading barbs at each other. We're talking about the president
of the United States of America.
And it's below the president of the United States to continue, if you will, punching down at people, no matter what his disagreement is. And so I want people to understand and to reflect that what we're witnessing is a diminution of the office of the presidency, which is the only office that every American has an opportunity to vote for.
Now I'm gonna ask you this. You have been working with the administration as it relates to prison reform. Will you make mention of this to Jared Kushner or even the president if you get a chance this week?
I have made it very clear in any dealings we've had that while we will always keep our door open to work on things that are positive to the community and to policy, that we will object where we find statements, when we find actions to be so obnoxious and so inconsistent with the values and the mission of the National Urban League and the civil rights community.
And like I said earlier, you know, and I'm going to come back to this, I think about you carrying your mother, walking your mother through the airport, holding her hand, and your mother had a high standing before you were even born. And, you know, I think about my mother who had a high standing. And to have someone say that, I mean, you think about the people in your life, and I'm a woman who has two daughters. You don't want, and I'm a woman.
My mother is a phenomenal woman, a phenomenal black woman. My wife is a phenomenal black woman. I've got two beautiful daughters. And they should not be disparaged in this way. And we don't stand up for principle, even if we don't agree with the specific actions of Omarosa. Omarosa has been all over the place, from loving and praising Trump to now criticizing Trump. That's not the point. The point is that the president should never call any American citizen a dog.
Mark Moriel, head of the National Urban League, thank you so much.
God bless you.
April Ryan, AURN News. Bye.